Patient name, Joan Edwards. Chief complaint, I'm grieving and depressed. History of present illness. This is a 79-year-old widowed Caucasian female who presents for treatment of depression. The patient stated that her prior nurse practitioner retired. She was treated thereafter by another nurse practitioner with whom she was not happy. The onset of her illness was in 1997. After her father died, she saw a therapist and then a psychiatrist, Dr. Prenzlauer, P-R-E-N-Z-L-A-U-R, and was admitted to Eastern Long Island Hospital in the year 2000. She was put on Wellbutrin at that time and recovered. Over the past 2 weeks, she has been very depressed. She stated she is, quote, in crisis, unquote. She has been crying all the time. She has been going to hospice for individual and group therapy. Since her husband left, she finds it very helpful. She stated she can't get off her chair. She has trouble remembering things, period. Thought blocking is noted, period. She stated, quote, I'm in a fog. I feel very heavy, unquote. She couldn't do anything about it. She went to her primary care doctor 1 week ago with these complaints. Her primary care doctor wrote a letter for her to go to Eastern Long Island Psychiatric Unit. After that, she talked to her daughters who stayed the night with her. She stated by the next morning the fog lifted and she felt okay and didn't feel that she needed to go to the hospital. Her energy and motivation are down. She sleeps only a few hours at night. She wasn't taking the Ambien for a month. Over the last 4 days, she resumed the Ambien but still has trouble with initiation of sleep. She only sleeps for 4 hours a night. She stated it has been a tremendous change of lifestyle for her because she had a doting husband. Her appetite is down. She lost 20 pounds. Although she does feel better having lost the weight, she lost it by grieving. The death of her husband was also traumatic. He wasn't sick prior to this. On July 4th, he thought he was having a heart attack. When the ambulance came, he had almost no blood pressure. Apparently, his kidney burst from an aneurysm. He coded for 8 minutes during the surgery, and he was in ICU for 1 month. Every organ had failed. And eventually he went to hospice. The husband passed right in front of her. The patient had some bad months with the holidays, birthdays, and anniversaries. She is future-oriented. She wants to go to the senior center, back to church, and to library activities. For a fleeting moment in the past 2 weeks, she stated that there was a time she wanted to go to heaven, but she stated she would never kill herself. She has numerous protective factors, which are noted in the medical record. She also stated that her brother-in-law committed suicide, and she would never do to her family what she saw happen to his. The patient has a history of generalized anxiety also. She has not had any panic attacks. No physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, never manic or hypomanic, never psychotic, no suicide attempts. She will occasionally drink wine, 1 to 2 glasses socially. She was never a smoker. Family history, daughter, panic attacks, mother, depression, maternal aunt, depression. Medical, the patient has allergies that are too numerous to count. They are in the medical record, scanned in documents. As far as psychiatric medication, she has allergies to Xanax. Effects are Lexapro, Celexa, and Ativan. She developed a rash. She has had anaphylaxis from various food agents such as peanuts and shellfish. She's allergic to many antibiotics and pain medications, as well as food and environmental allergies. Medical, the patient has high blood pressure. She has a history of pneumonia, asthma, GERD, melanoma, mitral valve prolapse, TIA, cyst on the brain, thyroid nodules, arthritis, a sinus polyp, stenosis of the lumbar spine. Her primary care doctor is William Cornrich. She will be seeing Dr. Raphael Davis in Stony Brook next week for complaints of low back pain related to spinal stenosis. Surgical, she had an excision of a melanoma on her upper extremity, cholecystectomy, total hysterectomy, spinal fusion, L5-S1, and unspecified bladder surgery. Social, the patient is a widowed female. She lives with her daughter and her grandson, who live in an upstairs apartment. She sees her grandson come home from school. She feeds him and gets him off to his sports events. She feels lonely all day, however. She sees another daughter every 3 weeks for dinner and have their nails done. And the other daughter is a nurse who is also there for her. She was married for 58 years, had a beautiful marriage. They had 3 daughters and 5 grandchildren. The patient lives on Social Security. She has a reverse mortgage, so there are economic problems. She worked many jobs in her life, including medical billing and a bank. She's a Eucharistic minister in her church. Developmental, birth was unremarkable. She met her developmental milestones on time. She did well in school, graduated high school, and had some college for business. And dictation.